Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Powered By podcast. This is episode 9, I believe it is.
I think so. I mean, you did spam so many videos.
I did spam a lot of things onto our channel by accident. But I'm here with Justin, as always.
Hello.
And Eli's back for week 2. I guess it's like his third week or fourth week. I don't really know.
Probably my fourth week. Just saying.
If you haven't checked out our podcast before, we discuss a few topics. We release them throughout the week, and then we release the full thing on Friday. So, for the first topic...
We're playing Rocket League hockey.
Oh, yeah, we are playing Rocket League hockey. I always forget to mention that. But, for the first topic, the Daredevil, both the trailers came out. I know the first one came out last week, but the second one came out on the 25th.
So yeah, we kind of wanted to wait.
Yeah, we decided to wait so we can get the full thing, which is probably better, because we got to see more of Elektra and more of who, like, the bad guy was going to
be.
Yeah,
we did.
Okay. So, what did you guys think of the trailers?
I liked them.
I do think the first like one was Punisher. A little bit better.
It showed more Punisher.
Yeah, way more Punisher.
Well, I think they focused on...
Yeah, I think like the first one was more
one
Punisher.
One focused on Punisher, the other one focused on Elektra.
Yeah. I feel like the second one showed more of like who the bad guy was going to be, though.
Right, yeah.
Yakuza?
It's going to be like the hand people. Isn't that guy the guy that like trained Daredevil? Isn't he part of that? He's part of that bad group, right? Or no?
I think so. Or he's fighting against them, I think.
See, I'm probably one of the few people that didn't really like Daredevil Season 1. I'm not going to lie.
You're fucking insane.
It was so boring from episode, 1 to, 6.
Okay. Why, though? Just because there wasn't any Kingpin? I think Kingpin, got revealed at, maybe episode 4 or 5.
It was just so slow. I love Jessica Jones, but I don't know if that's just because I love the Purple Man.
See, that's the one that I think had the real slow fucking start.
But there was, something to care about. You wanted to know more about the Purple Man and all that crap. You want to know, why the fuck Jessica Jones is crazy, along with other
things.
Because
she's a woman.
Okay. I guess we should go back to the trailers. I'm really looking forward to seeing John Bernthal actually playing the Punisher, because he's basically just playing his character from Walking Dead, just
Jane, except a little more badass.
Yeah, probably a lot more badass.
Yeah, like a Punisher's character, I usually don't give a fuck about, just because I don't know. I've always kind of respected that he if you're pissed off, you're maybe the Punisher is the way to go, you know?
I was gonna say it really is. That's that seems more realistic than becoming fucking Batman and not killing anybody.
Right.
Not to diss on Batman, but
oh no, the goal. All right, and the first trailer. I feel like the first trailer is good. I do think it was better than the second one, just because I don't know. Maybe I'm not.
It's kind of more action packed.
But it definitely kind of ripped off the Age of Ultron thing, the weird, creepy, slow music, and then the no strings on me kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess they can do that since it's technically their property. But I love that. I love that whole dichotomy. I always love when the good guy who has that Batman code of honor where he doesn't want to kill or whatever, and then there's a guy that's I'm gonna make you do this because you're literally so close to being, which is almost pretty much the line he uses.
That's kind of what they did in Dark Knight though for Batman and Joker. Joker's
right,
I'm gonna kill people, and Batman's well, no.
Yeah, because the whole Batman Joker thing is the duality of man that they kind of played in Arkham City. So it's they're so close to being almost two sides of the same coin. Even though I guess they say that about Batman and Superman, but
it lets you. It sees it gives an instant conflict for the whole story, the whole season in general. As soon as he's introduced,
my one concern.
Yeah, so isn't the Elektra thing too though?
She's not Punisher.
That's his love. No,
Elektra's
the love
interest.
It isn't though. It will be. It's his old fling though. But I think they're gonna play the Karen thing up.
Is that the doctor?
No, that's his.
The partner.
Whoever the helper is that they have at the firm.
Mm-hmm. It seems like that. What is his assistant Foggy? That's his assistant's name, right?
Foggy.
He seems like he's gonna be a huge.
He's not an assistant. He's his partner.
No, I know him. I know you're talking about. I was just saying. I was gonna bring up Foggy. So- And how I think he's going to be a big, big part of this, trying to get Daredevil to stop
him to quit.
Yeah, because I know they
never will.
They built that up a little bit near the end of the season, but it seemed like with the trailers, it's going to go completely overboard.
They built it up a lot in the Elektra trailer.
Yeah, that's true. I feel I don't know. Do you? Are you
he
guys,
literally says it. He's like, I'm one day I'm going to come up here and you're going to be dead.
But he said that in the season 1 too.
Yeah, kind of when he first found out.
Says it again.
I know. I'm just saying this. What he also said
from the trailer.
Do you guys like who? Like, do you think Elektra is going to be a good part of the show, or is this going to be like another stupid love interest that doesn't really matter?
I don't think it'll be like a dumb love interest. I think because she's a fucking merc and an assassin and a bunch of crazy shit like that, that it'll be a lot cooler.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I really don't think they're going to fuck up. They did so well with the season one. I don't think they're going to be like, oh, she's just a catalyst to a love triangle thing or something. No, she's too good for that.
Hopefully.
My one concern, though, I wanted to say before we kind of got off track, my one concern, though, about the Punisher, though, is I feel like he could end up being like Jason Statham in Furious 7.
In just, what way? Oh, always there? Just
because they built it in the trailer, they build him up to be the bad guy and all this shit, and then like all of a sudden he's just kind of there, and he's not an actual bad guy.
Maybe.
And then we barely get any of them.
I heard news that there actually isn't a TV series or a Netflix series like in the works, even though that there was a rumor a while ago that they were working on one, but I guess they denied those rumors, which might not be true, obviously, but... I think they have to.
Oh, what? Like his whole.
I'd watch a Punisher show. I think that would be really good.
I'd rather watch a Punisher show.
Yeah, same. He's a fucking badass. I don't know if you've seen the movie, which was great.
I heard that movie was terrible.
That movie was not terrible. I mean, it wasn't fucking great. It wasn't like fucking Batman or anything like that, but it was a good movie.
I thought those.
Are you talking about the one with the that blonde dude and I think it had like Rebecca Romijn in it or something?
I don't remember. I never.
That like. No, it had, had the guy from Greece. I can't remember Johnson. His name right now. Yeah. And you guys just scored that goal for the other team. Good job.
We know. But I want to see Punisher just go. Do you think. I'm sure at some point Punisher's going to want to kill Daredevil. Do you think he's going to be more on Daredevil's side or more on the bad guy's side?
I think at first he's going to be more bad guy.
And then become like an anti-hero.
I think he'll be a huge anti-hero.
Well, that'd be.
He's gonna be like Shane from The Walking Dead.
That's why I'm looking forward
like the
to
Rick,
it.
The Rick and Shane thing, like that's what it's gonna be.
He plays a crazy guy just fucking perfectly. I don't know if it's just part like.
Oh, he was in another. It. He was in another movie where he was an ex shot caller for like a Mexican mafia, and it was fucking great. He's just like he plays those psycho parts so well.
He must enjoy them a lot or something. I don't really know.
Just works for him.
I'm really hoping Elektra isn't just part of a love triangle, though. It seems like she might be part. Like it seemed like she's part of the. Isn't it called the Hand? I think it's the Hand.
Yeah.
So I think
it was the Hand.
I think she might be a part of that group, or was a part of that group at one time, and now she's like going against them or something.
She defected, but she can't get down by herself.
Yep, probably because she just kind of shows up and she's like, Elektra.
Yeah. So she's like an old fling. That's the way I see it. She comes back and she wants to help, and she's. I don't know. I feel like they kind of give her that seductress kind of thing, like almost like a Catwoman vibe,
mm-hmm.
where she knows how to like push the buttons of the hero
to get what she wants.
Yeah. So she might not necessarily mean it, but maybe she does kind of mean it. But she's more.
I feel like she does.
It doesn't outweigh the fact that she's a fucking awesome fucking ninja assassin.
Did we ever see who like the big bad guy is in the trailer? I didn't really. I don't know if you guys noticed him. Maybe I just
the Yakuza again.
It's just the Yakuza, right?
Maybe that's why I was asking.
Pretty sure
really.
It's just a Yakuza.
Because I know in the first season we like saw a Kingpin, like obviously he's the bad guy. So I didn't know. Maybe I probably just missed it when I was watching.
No, it was just the all they talked about was the Yakuza and how they're waiting. He didn't really get rid of them. He's just waiting for them to take out the rest of the gangs, and then they're gonna come out swinging.
What are you saying?
Do bring up a good point though. But I feel like they're gonna need some like leader of. Of the Hand or somebody, but I don't know.
There probably will be one, but I don't think they're going to show it that early.
I remember a scene where like somebody was maybe pulling a mask off or something, but I don't know if that was another character that maybe we already saw. That
it was Batman of Zoom.
Do you think Kingpin's going to be in this season at all? I don't know. I haven't looked at
I would bring him back.
I haven't looked at like the IMDb or anything to see who's acting in it or whatever. So, like, who was casted or if he's in any episodes or anything like that, maybe I probably should have. I just really...
I'd bring him back, but I don't know how they would do it, because, like, they would have that option for, like, going and visiting him in the set, like, his cell or whatever.
Maybe he knows, like a little bit more. Like, maybe he knows something about the Hand.
Yeah, but then it feels like it doesn't work for Daredevil and the Kingpin. Like, I mean, it works as a, like a storytelling device, and we've seen it a bunch of times, but those two, I just feel like it wouldn't happen. Like, if I'm going to tell you this, I want some parole time or something.
That's true. It wouldn't seem like in his character to help out Daredevil, even though Daredevil just got him in jail.
But I would love to see him like fucking escape at some point. Like,
I feel like the beginning of the season is going to be
so well at Kingpin. Like Kingpin, no one gave a fuck about really.
I feel like they do.
Well, he killed it. They personified the Kingpin almost better than they did Daredevil. It was fucking fantastic.
They're doing their villains great, because the guy who played Purple Man is probably my best favorite part of...
S.A.K.!
Don't you think the guy who played him is so good, though?
He played Doctor Who, so I would hope so.
No, I mean, I've never watched Doctor Who, but...
But I just know he's Doctor Who, and...
But like,
Rip Hunter was in Doctor Who, too.
I've been watched that whole fucking show in one weekend because I was like, I need to see what the fuck this guy's going to do. And I'm pissed spoilers, he died, in case anyone hasn't checked out Jessica Jones.
Right.
And I don't know why they...
The best scene in Jessica Jones, though, was like when he like got the house for her, and then like they have breakfast and the neighbor comes over. And he just kind of like, he's like, why would you do something so mean? and he just looks at her like, do you want me to kill her? Like, I was like, man, he actually is kind of fucking cool.
I don't know why Marvel insists on killing all of their bad guys. Or it happens a lot in the movies.
Yeah, the one and dones.
Yeah, I don't.
Malekith, Ultron.
Like, what villains in Marvel have stayed alive? Loki.
Loki. And that's it.
I guess Thanos is alive, but they haven't ran into him. Did they kill the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I don't think they did. I don't know. I'd have to look back at the scene.
He disintegrated when they all held the... remember what gem they had, but...
The Power Stone, I think.
What other... All the Iron Man ones died.
Yep, Electrocution.
I don't know what they call the first guy.
What was his name? Fucking goddamn it!
I don't remember what his name was.
It was Jeff Bridges. Let's just say that.
And they killed. Red Skull might still be alive. Technically, he got like absorbed by the Tesseract.
Yeah, he got like super electrocuted.
So he might. They might save him for.
Yeah, he's a good actor too. So I feel he might come back, but they'd have to. They'd have a lot of explaining to do. But anyway, how do you feel about the Daredevil, like, his red eye thing?
I didn't really know what that was all about.
That's what I wanted to ask about. I had that written down. Like, what's with the red eyes?
Thinking, like, maybe, like, sonar or something, but that makes no sense because he's blind. Like, maybe he's just living up to, like, the devil aspect?
I'm trying to think if that's,
maybe he doesn't want people to know he's blind.
No, I'm trying to think if that's, like, actually part of, like, his actual costume, and they're just doing, like, a kind of, like, a Daredevil suit version 2, kind of like Barry got a new suit this season.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the Flash logo. Or I'm thinking, you know how in Ultimate Marvel they have the that guy that looks like Daredevil sitting in the background, but it's like the black costume Daredevil, mm-hmm. and it's actually supposed to be like some other guy that like some doppelganger guy or like some shapeshifter guy that can like copy.
But he was wearing it was he wearing it or was he just holding it?
In the second trailer he was holding the mask. I do think we saw him wearing it at some point.
I only remember the one scene where he's like looking down at it. Like, it could be something as simple as like
exact a shot from The Dark Knight.
Like, what if someone was just playing, like living as the, oh, not living as the Daredevil, but like impersonating the Daredevil, I guess would be the way to put
that
it.
That would be interesting, and that would help. That would help the like the Punisher thing too.
Yeah, because he's like hunting like him
Punisher,
down.
If the Punisher has like a beef against Daredevil, and then it's all because of like maybe a red eyed Daredevil killed his family or something. Did they say who killed his family?
No, I don't think so.
It might just be the Yakuza, and
it probably could be something simple like.
But then again, you could just have the evil version of Daredevil working for the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be interesting, and that would.
Well, you don't think they're gonna do Punisher's like original background?
Well, his family
dies. How his family dies? Yeah, well, his family dies in the thing.
He's basically the guy from.
That's how he turns into the Punisher.
Yeah, but there has to be a way that he's
ties associated. In.
Yeah, tied in is the right way to put it to this like TV show.
I mean, he goes around hunting bad guys.
Yeah, but I believe in the show they're making it seem like he's hunting for the people that like were a part of killing his family.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know.
Do they? No, because I think he's trying to clean up the entire fucking city.
Yeah, he's that's what he does.
He's almost like Red Hooding it.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, he kind of goes psycho.
I mean, I guess at some point that's why he's hunting Daredevil, I suppose. But
because it's going to be really weird if we ever see like a Punisher Spider-Man thing. Because I feel like he doesn't fit into like any capacity. For, yeah, like, I don't know.
I don't
see that ever being a thing.
I feel like they're going to put them, like the Defenders, like Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Luke Cage into the Infinity Wars. But I don't know how you put Punisher in there without... I mean, now the Daredevil got rated R movie.
Is he part of the Defenders?
He's not part of the Defenders, but I feel like they said for Infinity Wars there's going to be 67 Marvel characters in it.
Really?
And I don't know how the hell you get that high
with that. How's that movie going to work?
Well, there's two parts.
And are they counting like... are they counting like Jane Foster?
I think so.
As like not a lady Thor?
I'm sure they're counting like Sharon Carter, even though she's not really that important to anything or stuff
she
like that.
She could be. I hope she is at some point.
She could be, but she's not. I mean, she's not. If you're thinking Avengers, that's probably not who you're thinking about.
And they're probably counting like some sort of team of bad guys, too.
Well, there's only Loki and Thanos, so I don't know who the bad guys are. I'm sure they're going to kill Crossbones in Civil War. And who's the other bad guy? Zemo?
I see Zemo.
Or is it Zeno? I think it's
Zemo. Not Zena.
I didn't say... No, it's Zemo. That. Isn't that the purple face guy? I swear purple? To God, his name's Zeno. I'm going to look it up.
What's the purple face guy?
He just has a purple mask. Civil War bad guys. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, Baron von Zemo? Like what?
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to actually look up his actual name. Just so I know better.
It's Bob.
Did you hear the whole thing where they're mad that they used Bob in Deadpool? Because technically Bob in the comics is from Hydra, but obviously Deadpool can't use Hydra.
So they found a loophole.
I guess it's a loophole, but...
Bob's a very fucking common name.
Yeah, but Deadpool's best friend's in the comics named Bob, so... Bob,
the guy that he finds like randomly at the end of the fight.
He's he's like, "Oh, hey, Bob! I haven't seen you in a while."
Bob, what's up, man? I've seen you forever. So you working with the bad guys now?
But I mean, I'm really looking forward to Daredevil. I think it comes out
like early next month. I think it's like March 18th or something.
Daredevil 2 release date? That's a good.
Daredevil has like beaten the
March
shit
18th.
Out.
So that's like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, three full weeks.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. I want it to be more like, this is gonna sound bad. I want it to be more about Punisher than Daredevil. Maybe that's just,
Punisher's the man.
But I also really like the guy John Bernthal. He's really good.
John Bernthal is very good.
Maybe that's just because I like The Walking Dead a lot. But
yeah, you know, I don't know.
Well, you haven't really watched. You're like, you watch what, season one of The Walking Dead?
Yeah, so six episodes.
You're like right near the part where he starts going fucking batshit crazy. And
and it's fucking great.
That's because he's in love with Rick's wife, who he wants to be in love with.
Well, and he thinks that her child is his.
Yeah, and he thinks that he's like the leader. He should be the leader of the group because Rick doesn't. Yeah,
soft.
Yeah. I can see that. But I never had a problem with him. I just kind of have a problem with
Rick's the fucking man.
There is a lot of dead moments in Walking Dead. But
yeah, and that's like what I don't want to... Like, if I have nothing else to watch and, like, plenty of fucking time, I'd probably go back. Probably go back at some point.
So, you guys have anything else you want to say about Daredevil? Anything else you had on your mind about it?
No, but I am intrigued about that red eye, like a doppelganger in Daredevil.
Yeah, that's going to be... It's probably just going to be something silly, like it's an upgrade to his suit that does something.
And I want them to do Elektra Justice. if she's just a love triangle thing, that's going to be really.
You know, she's going to be part of a love triangle. They're like, understanding of TV shows.
Well, there's a thing about being a part of it, and there's being a part where your character was written and developed only for that story element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, if Laurel never became Black Canary, and she was just kind of always there as like the potential love interest, and it's just like, why are you here? Like, we haven't seen you in
just
a courtroom.
Just to be an alcoholic and shit, you know?
Yeah, like, that's not fair to the character. But we'll see.
Okay.
It's a great show. And if you haven't watched season one, watch season one.
I didn't like season one.
You're insane.
I guess. You don't like Walking Dead. People would say you're insane for that.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Is the fight choreography as good in Walking Dead?
There's usually just gunfights, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so for topic two, it's the 20th anniversary of Pokemon today, which is the 27th.
So, Pokemon.
And for that, we decided we're going to pick like our top six, or like our Pokemon team, I guess. We're going to pick a Pokemon team.
And we're not necessarily going for power.
Maybe like...
Or the most potential for EV training and all that. We're just going for like the six that we want to pick.
Yeah, the six that we feel like picking.
For the entire fucking how many goddamn seasons that show has had.
And there's no legendaries and only one starting Pokemon.
Yeah. I think I have a backup.
And we also might make this into a Let's Play where we might play down. We might do it in Pokemon Showdown. Probably will, because that's easy to fucking record and do.
I kind of want to see how my team actually stacked up, because we never got to do that with you, me, and Larry, and my fucking ex-girlfriend.
Oh, when we all bought Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah, we had a fucking whole plan. We were going to use that, what was the one that, like, the Pokemon Stadium for the Wii or whatever?
Yeah, we were going to do that. That would have been so much fun.
That would have been awesome, but nope.
So, who wants Eli, you want to go first?
You want me to say all of them, or just go one at a time?
No, just go down and explain why.
Yeah, give reasons why.
All right, so for my starter,
Squirtle.
I picked Squirtle.
I didn't see that
for
coming.
The Squirtle Squad. And if you've never seen the Squirtle Squad,
awesome
then
in
you're
the
missing
TV
out
show.
On life.
That was
Squirtle
a great
Squad
part of that
was
show.
The shit. Yes, that was the best. That's why Squirtle's so cool.
It was a dumb reason.
It's also the catalyst for him leaving Ash.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a dumb reason why he lost his Squirtle.
It's sweet, Pokemon. Like, you know.
Congrats, you're a firefighter. You make $50,000 a year now, Squirtle. But I could have used it, bro.
And because Squirtle's the coolest of those starters.
He has I mean, he's not the worst. His final evolution. I like Blastoise more than Venusaur, because
Venusaur sucks.
I feel like nobody likes Bulbasaur or Venusaur.
Nobody likes any of the plant-type starters. They're bad. Plant-type Pokemon are bad.
How dare you, Meganium.
What plant-type Pokemon is good?
Meganium and the Treecko one.
Treecko is kind of cool.
I guess Treecko is kind of cool. But they're not good.
Torterra.
No. Let's not get out of hand
yet. My Torterra was awesome. I had to pick Torterra because you guys fucking all went... I forget what you guys went, like Infernape.
I got Infernape. Larry got Pimplup because it's a penguin.
And Asians love penguins. All right. So for my second Pokemon, I picked Machamp.
Such a
because
good Pokemon.
He's a four-armed, 6-foot-tall fucking monster. And what Pokemon is going to want to fight against him? None.
What about Snorlax?
Zero. I guess Snorlax, but he's... I don't know. He's in his own league.
Okay.
Okay? So Machamp's the shit.
He's also like fucking Goro.
Fighter. Yeah, he's like Goro. He's going to fuck shit up.
Isn't he only a fighting now? I mean, they probably added a second fucking...
I think he's a fighting and something else now.
Yeah, I think they all have two, which is just...
Yeah.
They made it so complicated.
They made it weird.
What would he be, though? Like, rock?
It was rock. He was rock. Now he's like rock and fighting or something.
You think they just made him a rock because of Dwayne Johnson?
I don't think so, but maybe. Who else you got?
All right, so that was my second. My third is Gengar.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Gengar,
you always need a ghost.
Is 5 feet tall, and he's like the size of Snorlax.
Him and
I also.
And he's a fucking ghost monster who puts you to sleep and then gives you the worst nightmares to kill you.
I was going to do it to scare kids.
Yeah, well, it's going to scare everybody. You don't want to fight against a Gengar.
Because in theory, if we're in this world, I'm probably like a fucking like 13-year-old. And there's probably a bunch of like...
And I'm going to be an asshole.
Going around. I'm going to be like, I need something to scare the living shit out of these kids.
Okay.
Right. That's why I picked him.
He was good Gengar's in the TV show.
And he's really good. Yeah.
The episode
and he's
a
really good
three
Pokemon
of them?
In general.
He is really good. I can't think of like a better ghost Pokemon, honestly.
There is no better one, I don't think.
Yeah, I can't really think of a better ghost either.
All right, for my next one.
Unless you just keep a Haunter.
Haunter would be cool.
You can't evolve, no!
It's not allowed. I picked Hitmonchan.
That's an interesting Hitmonchan pick. That was my wild card. Wow.
Because he's like a Mayweather and a Manny Pacquiao. He's going to fuck shit up. And if you got problems, he's going to stand up and knock somebody out for you.
Why Hitmonchan over Hitmonlee?
Which one's Hitmonchan?
Hitmonchan's one with a boxing glove.
He's a boxing one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So he's Bruce Lee and Hitmonlee is Jet Li.
Yeah.
But you already picked him at double the arms.
Yeah, but he's a boxer, dude. He's pretty sick. He's just going to go in there, fuck shit up, and get out.
And what's Machamp?
Machamp's
the boxing.
No, he's not a boxer. He's like just a gonna fuck shit up. Rip you apart.
Yeah,
he's a grappler.
He's gonna fuck your day up.
Machamp's the UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Machamp's like the Conor McGregor of the Pokemon world.
What's the strong attribute against like fighting? I forget what it was.
Isn't it, electricity?
Electricity is bad against it.
I think it's psychic.
Maybe it's psychic.
It's either psychic.
And then, I have one more. Oh no, I have two.
Two more.
I crossed one out on my list.
Oh.
When I replaced
it. So you're making fun of Justin for not making his list?
No, I had it, but I crossed it out, and then I picked another one. It was actually Hitmonlee. Hitmonlee did get crossed out, and I switched him for Alakazam.
Oh, that's such a
Alakazam.
Good choice.
Mr. Yes. Two Spoons.
Mr. Two Spoons, the psychic monster. He's going to put people to sleep, hypnotize them. He's going to get shit done for me. You know, I'm getting bad grade in school. Nah.
But if we have Pokemon, are we in school?
You sure you didn't want Abra just so it could weigh all the time?
So what?
You sure you didn't want to go Abra so it could just run away from everybody all the time?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Literally the hardest Pokemon to catch. In the beginning, like he's early on in like Pokemon Blue, Red, and what probably Yellow. Like,
yeah, well, and then he runs away every time you get a chance.
You're like, holy shit, that ain't no fucking Pidgey. And then like you go to go fucking catch him. He's like, all right, peace out. See you later. You're not going to see me until like another 50 encounters.
You had to like put him to sleep or paralyze him. It was unbelievable. Oh,
I just threw fucking I threw a gray ball at him.
I thought you were going to say Master Ball.
You wasted your Master Ball on
him. You know for a fact, I have never.
Oh, yeah, Justin doesn't use his Master Ball.
I had a shiny.
I only use it on the hardest to get legendary.
Didn't throw it.
I always did it. Wasn't Mewtwo the final, like?
Yeah, and he was like the hardest one to get.
Ever. Yeah, I always use it on Mewtwo.
I always use it on the hard ones to get.
So you have what? One
and
more?
Then my final Pokemon. Now this truth. Is.
Which one's he gonna go? Which fighting type is he gonna go with?
No. I went with an Eevee.
An Eevee. Oh. There's a lot Eevee. Of. Versatility.
No. Let me tell you my reasons.
Okay, let's
first
hear
off,
your reasons.
Eevee is like the modern day puppy. You whip an Eevee out, and the girls are gonna swarm all around you. They're gonna love
Dude,
you.
We literally have.
You're gonna pick up mad bitches with an Eevee. So that was that reason. That's basically the main reason. The other one is he has eight other different forms, so he can be whatever the fuck I want it to be.
Yeah, but you only get to pick once, isn't
that?
But it's still an Eevee. I'll pick it when I feel like picking it. Either that, or he's just gonna stay an Eevee and get me bitches. That's it.
But you don't
it's
think
pretty
like
simple.
A Flareon could get you bitches?
I don't know.
You go with a Jolteon.
She goes to touch a Jolteon, she gets shocked. Yeah.
Anyway.
And Vaporeon might be a little slimy. You know? It's just Eevee is just a little soft little
time.
Puppy.
Umbreon looks sick.
Umbreon would be a good pick. What's the daytime one?
I don't really remember.
I was gonna say Emporion, but that's a big penguin.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, and then do you want to know my legendary?
Yeah, your legendary. We're going to pick one legendary just because.
As a backup.
Should I do it now or are we doing it later?
Do it right now.
I picked Mewtwo.
Lame.
What? Mewtwo's the shit.
Mewtwo is the shit.
Who's better than Mewtwo?
He's voiced by the fucking Pharaoh from Yugi.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not the shit. I'm saying it's a lame pick. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I did all originals.
Oh,
seen it before.
So if you're gonna go with that, you know, it's either Articuno, Zapdos.
Moltres.
Moltres, and I just wasn't feeling them.
I guess.
Mewtwo's the man.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you not remember Pokemon 2000?
After hearing
Great.
Justin's fucking
He's like a modern-day Gandhi.
So you want
Imagine
me to go next,
a Mewtwo?
Justin?
Do I want to go next?
Or me? Which, do you want to go? I don't care.
You can go.
Okay. Starting off strong with a Charizard. Living on the fucking edge.
Which would have been my pick, but I knew you were going to pick it, and like... I hate that my favorite Pokemon is, like, the favorite of everyone.
I mean, it's one of the stars.
Charizard is kind of the man.
I mean...
I'm so sad that I fucking sold... I had a fucking holo, like, first edition fucking Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur, and I was like, I'm too old for this, and I sold them, and now I want them back.
I mean, do I really need many explanations for why I'm picking Charizard? I don't know.
Nah, we all understand. Yeah, Charizard's just shit.
That's understandable.
Now, is part of it just cool. because of the attitude he had in the show?
He was such a dick in the show.
He was a dick.
Yeah. But then he would always come back and be like, what's up, Ash? You need me to bail you out again?
Okay, so for my second pick, Eli picked him too. I'm going Machamp. I didn't think anybody else was going to pick Machamp, to be honest.
Machamp's one of my favorite Pokemon.
But I have a sentimental reason why I picked Machamp.
Let's hear it.
He was my first Pokemon that I ever... Like, I finally figured out that you had to trade your Machoke to get him a champ, and it was just the greatest fucking day of my life.
Did you really?
Yes.
He wouldn't evolve until you traded him?
Yep. No, I think wasn't Gengar and Hunter like that?
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But we were like, what, like 7 when that game came out? Yeah. 6 or 7? Like, I didn't know anything about the internet, that's for fucking sure. And it was just
that link, though.
You had to, like, buy a fucking cable, and then I think we had, me and my cousins all had the games, and we bought, like, one of the booklets where it, like, told you what to fucking do. And we're like, you can evolve your fucking thing into Machamp? What the fuck is this? So.
Yeah, because most of them were, like you would get that Mankey, and they would only evolve. Like, that was the beauty of it. Like, you never knew how far they would evolve.
Yep.
And then you got super disappointed when you were like at level 70 and you're like, why hasn't it evolved into another thing?
I don't know. Sorry, this one only has two. Wasn't it like 16 and 35 for the evolved forms?
Don't remember.
16,
I think it was. 16 and 35.
Or something. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so for number 3, I went Rhydon.
Like, imagine if you went
Rhydon. Like, that's the big steel rhinoceros, right? Yep.
Sorry, nice what were you choice. Saying, Justin?
I was going to say, like, imagine if you just got a Shuckle and you kept, like leveling up, hoping he turned into a better turtle. He just never did. Like, how disappointed he would be.
Okay, so number 3, like I said, Rhydon. Rhydon's fucking awesome.
Now, he's the...
Why is Rhydon awesome?
There's only two of them, Rhyhorn and then... Rhydon. So he's the
I think there's a third one now. I think there's, like, a...
Yeah, it's like a big metal one.
Something like that. But yeah, what isn't good about a fucking rhinoceros, Eli?
What do you mean? How is that cool?
What? Oh my God. What do you mean? How you like? I'm surprised you didn't pick Dragonite just because he's a dragon.
I thought about it, but that was
chill on the dragon.
I figured everyone was gonna pick a fucking Dragonite.
That's why I also probably didn't pick him.
Okay, so I mean,
it's a weird one though. Like, I feel like you should have fucking went to the triple evolution one.
I always liked Rhydon. He was one of my favorites when I was growing up playing Pokemon Blue and Red and all those. So just he has a soft spot in my heart.
He has a soft spot in my heart.
The third one's a fucking Rhyperion, and he does not look as cool as I thought he did.
No. Okay, so for number 4, kind of a strange one, Jigglypuff.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, Jigglypuff.
You picked him on Chan.
I would love to hear the reasoning for a Jigglypuff, though.
Because he likes to play Kirby in Super Smash, and that's the closest he's ever going to get.
Jigglypuff puts people to sleep? Is that not your reasoning? I'm sure there's better ones that put people to sleep. I always liked him in the TV shows, just showing up and being a fucking dick.
He could sing. He had great vocals.
No one...
Didn't he blow up Mount Moon by singing or some bullshit?
Not that I remember, but I don't really remember much from the TV show other than leaving Charmander out in the fucking rain.
And he almost died.
What a dick.
What a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Come on.
I don't really have
sure you didn't want to go with a Clefairy?
I thought about Clefairy, but Clefairy's kind of a fairy.
Why would you consider a Clefairy? You're better off with fucking Mr. Mime, dude.
I thought about Mr. Mime, too.
I thought about Mr. Mime. He'd be pretty cool.
Okay, so for number 5, I picked Arcanine.
That is a solid choice.
That is a great choice.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Gary had some sweet fucking Pokemon.
He really did. Gary was the better trainer.
Yep. Yes. I mean, he had the better fucking grandfather.
I guess. Remember,
same as how Ash probably didn't even have one.
I wish.
Well, Ash is fucking stupid. He almost killed his Pokemon. He let most of them go away.
Exactly.
He couldn't train Charizard because he's a fool.
I wish Zach would argue for Ash being the better fucking trainer.
It's terrible. When they made Pokemon Origins and like Red was just like how everyone in the actual games played it. Like, well, not all
Red's
the Pokemon. Yeah, like it put fucking like I saw a side by side comparison with him and Ash. Like, he put that kid to fucking shame.
Ash didn't catch any Pokemon, did he?
Ash?
Yeah.
No, Ash caught Pokemon.
He caught like 14 Tauruses. That's about it.
and he had every fucking starter Pokemon and like never evolved them.
That was a given.
He didn't really catch that many Pokemon. That's why they had to change the tagline of the fucking show from "Gotta catch them all" to whatever the hell it is now. Because they're like, you know what? Ash doesn't really catch them all. I think they might see through this.
Right.
Okay, so. Obviously, Arcanine just looks fucking badass. That's mostly my reasoning for fucking picking him.
He's a big fucking tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is fucking awesome.
Rapidash is probably an honorable mention, though.
I never really liked
Rapidash. Flamethrower, everybody.
I didn't really like Rapidash either.
No. Okay, so.
Flaming horse.
My last pick, it's another weird one. Psyduck.
Oh.
He's very powerful. That's all I'm saying.
But he's here.
The blue
or miss.
One or the yellow one? Okay, I thought so.
Blue one looks like fucking Darkwing Duck.
That's so a gold duck, right?
Yeah, it's a gold duck.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like Psyduck got a bad name just because he was
dumb.
Dumb, yes. But he's very, very powerful. That's all I'm saying. He has.
Well, what does he do? Psychic beam?
He does some move. Like he has a some move that's like really good because he's like a fucking idiot or something. I forget exactly what it is, but
wasn't it like he took enough pain and then he would like. would like unleash a super attack.
He does something.
So basically,
weird
he had
that.
Like slit his wrist to fucking become like get an attack out.
Yeah,
maybe. He had to slit his wrist.
No, it's, I'm sure Misty like that. Smacked him around a little bit, and then he got
mad and fucking like went off.
Yeah, okay. I think he evolved for her too.
I'm just saying he's pretty powerful, even though people would be like, "Why are you picking Psyduck?"
I do think fucking Eli's fucking Alakazam would beat the living shit out of him though.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Mr. Two Spoons.
He'd throw one spoon at him, and the thing would go down.
I realized after I picked my list, I didn't want to like repick my list because
that is a weird list.
It is a little bit of a weird list.
All right.
But I was thinking of I didn't pick a water Pokemon really, which kind of let me down. But I couldn't really think of one. I didn't want to pick fucking Squirtle. I was gonna
you
pick
a Lapras.
I could have picked Lapras, but I was thinking about picking is it Poliwhirl? Is that the
Poliwrath?
Yes, that's who I
that's
was thinking.
That's the one
of.
That kind of like he's like all Debo and
that's another one of those ones where you have to fucking trade to evolve him, and it's annoying.
Yes,
I got stuck on that a little bit the first time.
Okay, so for my legendary, I picked Moltres because it's a fucking flaming bird.
Then I think Zapdos. I put him at the bottom of
who, Moltres?
Of the legendary birds.
I would put Articuno at the bottom.
Why?
I don't know.
He looks badass.
So does a Moltres.
They all look pretty cool.
Okay. We can agree there. They all do look pretty
they
cool.
They all look cool.
If we're picking, that's just how I would rank them. So, yeah.
Zapdos is at the top.
Zapdos, I think, is the better looking one.
Okay, Justin, let's hear your list.
All right, well, I thought I was going to get fucking screwed over by your list a couple times, but you guys went in completely different directions than I anticipated, so let's see. My starter, I would have done Charizard, but you did Charizard, so I'm glad I had a backup. I'm going to go Infernape.
Infernape, ooh.
Infernape.
I wouldn't see you as an Infernape guy.
Oh, I was Infernape on
Pearl?
Actually, no, on the Diamond and Pearl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should probably just say that. I think Diamond and Pearl is like you and me. I think that's the last one we played. Eli, I don't know.
I played X, I think, or Y.
I have X and X2 and the other one.
Okay, but you guys
black
okay.
and white,
and I'm buying yellow today.
Yeah, because I think you and me we traded for the three starting ones in the beginning, and it took so long. Yeah, it took way longer than we thought. But I'm kind of glad we did it. So I remember having a Torterra. I liked a Torterra, but Infernape's fucking ridiculous. And Ash had one that like had a berserk mode, and he just fucking like ripped apart like an entire team. Like he was clearly gonna lose the match. It was like at one of those like Olympic events or whatever the fuck they called them.
Since you weren't picking Charizard, I really didn't know who you were gonna pick for your starter. I thought it was gonna be like.
Well, it has to be. I always go for like the fire type, except for when it was like a pig. Whatever the fuck
you
that
like
thing
Torpig
was.
Or yeah, whatever the hell his
I'm
name
not
was?
Going with that little shit. I actually don't know if I played those ones. Or were those, was that Gen 3? No, because that was Torchic into a Blaziken.
Blaziken was kind of cool.
420 Blaziken, right?
If you say so.
So he's fucking badass. The fucking color combination on him is fucking awesome. He looks awesome. He's got fighting too, so...
Fighting,
I don't have to pick a goddamn fucking Machamp.
Machamp's
no
so cool.
What's wrong with Machamp?
Machamp's cool. Sorry, I'll pick whatever. Hitmonchan. Whatever. All right, so anyway. Moving on. Lapras. I don't have to worry about evolving him. Fucking, he's a badass. He's got ice, and I think he's watered as well.
Yes.
He might be.
He lives in the water.
I don't know why. I think I liked him because he looked almost exactly like a fucking... ancient fucking dragon, or not a dragon, a fucking dinosaur.
He almost looks like a monster. Is this where you're going with that?
No, there's actually like a fucking. There's one that looks like him. I just don't think it has a shell. But I don't know.
That's why I always thought about.
I'm no archaeologist or anything, but what?
That's what I always thought, that he looked like the Loch Ness monster.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
And Ash had him for a little bit too, and then I think
he's good to ride on. That sounds dirty, but it's true.
Your mom.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too. I was like, I need somebody who can fly, and I need somebody who can surf, and I think I left out the cut one. Like, who the fuck cares about cut?
I realized I don't have no Charizard can fly. Phew! Close call.
Yep,
I don't have a flyer.
I'd be riding my bike around town. Okay, who else you got? Infernape.
I put Gengar.
Solid choice.
Because I feel like I needed a ghost, and honestly, I still can't think of a fucking better ghost.
There probably isn't a better ghost. I mean, I'm sure someone will tell us there's a fucking better ghost, but we grew up in Generation 1, so there was not a better ghost.
I mean, I could see keeping a haunter. Just because, like, the Gengar looked like walks around on the ground and shit, and, like, that's not very ghost-like.
That's so true.
I could see keeping the haunter. Because he also does that eye thing and sticks out his tongue and talks. He goes, ha, 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 ha.
Didn't Larry used to do that in your house when we used to hang out?
Larry does a lot of questionable things that, like, I'm thinking about getting him, like, admitted into a mental hospital. So, all right, moving on. I went with it. I did the ditto. I went with the ditto.
You went with ditto, wow.
I went with the ditto because there's so many things you can do with him. I mean, he looks like a pile of shit. And I'm sure at some point he'll get an evolution where he's an even bigger pile of shit. Like, he'll have three different Ditto heads or something, and they'll call him, like, I don't know.
What, do you think he's fucking Diglett?
They're running out of ideas.
Oh, yeah, they made a fucking ice cream cone in a garbage can.
Yep.
Don't forget about the set of keys and the level 15.
You don't like Klefki?
I do not like Klefki. Yeah, so you can literally just throw him in the daycare to make more fucks. So he helps with your Pokédex entries.
Yep.
It's clearly, if I'm going to be a fucking Pokemon master and claim I'm a fucking Pokemon master, I'm going to fucking catch them all, Ash.
Calling you out.
Meet me at the flagpole, Ash. Been talking with your mom.
Oh, damn.
All right, so, and then that there's also that fact that, like, just because I have six, I mean, like, I'm gonna want to see the other Pokemon. I'd like to be in control of the other Pokemon, and the Ditto allows me to do that. I mean, he's gonna get his ass handed to him by said Pokemon he copies, but at some point I could have a fucking Charizard, since apparently I passed on it for an Infernape. All right. Jolteon, we've been over this. I feel like I needed a member of the Eevee family, and I think Jolteon's the better one. He looks the coolest. I think I don't. Yeah, I don't
I think
have
he looks the coolest of Generation 1. I think Umbreon
is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but Jolteon is not going to get you any bitches. Eevee will.
Right. Jolteon can get you some bitches. He's still a tiny dog. And you can nickname him Shocker.
Jolteon definitely does look the fucking second, if not first best, second best.
So right. And I definitely feel like I needed an electric type, because I put that right up there. I think I go like fire, water, and then like electricity. Because I also had a like an Electivire up there as an option.
What's Electivire?
Like, Electabuzz is like evolved.
Oh, yep.
He looks kind of crazy, but I don't know. So that's my electric. And then kind of a random one that I never thought I would actually pick, but I feel like I needed a steel type as well.
Onix. So Steelix.
Steelix was my backup. Steelix was my backup. Onix is awesome, though. But I went with an Aggron.
What which the hell is
I don't
an
know
Aggron?
If,
what the fuck is that?
How do I spell that?
Aggron.
Okay.
He's kind of like a bit. He almost looks like a Genghis Khan.
Oh, he does look kind of cool.
Yeah. So he's got like Genghis Khan slash Rhydon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He kind of looks like a Rhydon. He almost looks like a Cubone slash Marowak with like his skull thing.
Uh huh.
He's got fucking horns and shit. And I see him as like the muscle, because like you could go with like I could have went with like a Tyranitar or something, like a giant fucking beast thing.
Or I'm a champ.
But I was just
going for champ. Goron monster.
So we're trying to continue.
But I don't know. He looks fucking badass. Like, I didn't think I would pick him, but I was going through the list and I was like, that fucker was wicked cool.
He does look awesome.
And surprisingly, I left off Dragonite. Dragonite's
you left off Dragonite.
He's always been on my team, and I've always hoarded him out.
Take away your Pokemon card. You're no longer a fan.
When you think of it, like in the movie, all he did was deliver letters to people.
True.
At super flying speed.
That's what you need in postal.
He has a weird battle cry. It sounds like a maimed whale. He looks yellow and fat. I don't know.
So how many more do you have? Two?
Well, those are my six.
Those are six?
Infernape, Lapras, Gengar, Ditto, Jolteon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about Ditto.
Aggron. So now my legendary. I have it down to two. I'll commit to one if you want me to commit to one.
To at least let us know what the two are and then maybe pick one.
I have a Rayquaza.
That's a good. That's a
slash a Giratina.
I'm not feeling the Giratina.
Giratina's the fucking devil, dude. And he's a dragon ghost type. We were looking for a better ghost. Maybe Gengar gets his ass handed to it by Giratina.
Gengar doesn't get his ass handed to him by anybody. Don't you ever say that.
We'll find out in the Let's Play, bitch.
So if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I'd probably go Rayquaza. It's good. Just because he's fucking awesome.
He does look fucking awesome.
I'm surprised nobody picked a Lugia. Really
Well, that wasn't part of Gen 1.
Can we pick legendary dogs? Just for fun, would we pick all three different legendary dogs?
What are the legendary dogs again?
Suicune, Entei, and what's the electric one?
I'd pick Entei.
I'd pick the electric one.
I'd probably go, I'd go Suicune. those guys were fucking assholes to catch. Remember the Max Repels and just biking around for days? We're just hoping the thing fucking showed up.
That's how it was with the birds, too.
No, the birds were in a building.
Oh, they weren't? Didn't you have to go through, like, the mountain to find them or something?
You're thinking of Ho-Oh and Lugia, right?
Oh, maybe. No,
the birds were in the wild. You had to go to, like, specific spots.
I swear.
Actually, no. I think Gen 1, they probably didn't care. They probably weren't, like, that well with the programming, that they probably just, like, put them somewhere.
I swear Zapdos is in, like, an electric building or something like that, like a power plant.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm not really sure. So let's just toss whose team would win. I know we're all going to say our own team, but if we had to be objective about it.
I think Eli's out. I think Eli...
What?
You pick two, like, only fighting type Pokemon, and I think they're going to get their asses handed to him.
Hitmonchan?
I see.
He's going to fuck up any of the Pokemon real quick.
I'll give you the Hitmonchamp. The Hitmonchan.
Machamp is going to rip any of your Pokemon apart.
A fucking only boxer type guy can lose in the fucking UFC to a fucking Mai Tai guy. So if
Lane. Do any of your Pokemon know Muay Thai? Do any of your Pokemon know Muay Thai? Do they know Muay Thai?
Why don't you just
All right, great story. Don't hate on my fucking fighting
dice. I forget who else.
What is your fucking Ditto going to do?
Ditto is a good choice.
Jack shit. Copy and be the exact same as your fucking...
See, I think Ditto is probably Justin's weakest one, though.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it. We were doing this for fun. I'm not... Why'd you... We weren't doing it to win.
No, I know that. I was just tossing it out there.
I just wanted to do it to give myself options, because that someday I'm going to have a down day. I'm just gonna be like, you know what? Today I want a fucking goddamn Dialga.
When you type Pokemon,
I'm gonna find a Dialga and I'm gonna be like, copy that fucking shit and remember it.
When people talk Pokemon, they're usually like, my team will beat your team. So I was just tossing it out there as like a
And if you don't have a Ditto, how are you getting so many Eevees?
Eevee's on Eli's team too. Eevee and Hitmonchan. Well,
Eli didn't even have the audacity to not even pick which fucking Eevee he wanted.
He's leaving options.
He's fucking.
I leave options. Yeah, you choose any of the eight when I feel like it.
You're goddamn Brock over there, like just cuddling his fucking Vulpix in the background while Ash does all the work.
I hate to say it, but I think Justin's team would probably win.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I picked too many random ones, like Jigglypuff and
Jigglypuff.
Psyduck. Psyduck's good. I'm telling you.
Psyduck might be like the Moab of the Pokemon world. He might just end the game for everyone.
We need to make this thing for reals.
Pretty sure Psyduck was banned in like competitive for a while.
No.
I'm like pretty sure Larry told me that.
I can't wait till someone that's a big Pokemon fan hears this and rips us apart in these comments or something.
Okay, so
they probably will. I mean, fucking Larry would rip into it.
So you guys have anything else you want to say?
My team's the best, Squirtle Squad for life.
I'm surprised nobody picked a fucking unknown.
Unknown's kind of lame.
I was gonna pick Houndoom. They're all stupid.
I had Houndoom.
I had Houndoom, and I crossed them out for Alakazam because I thought we were only doing Gen 1.
I told you we could do whatever Gen.
Yeah, but then you said you were gonna do only Gen 1. That's because I'm only gonna do Gen 1 too. That's what I did too. But Houndoom was on my list. I crossed them out.
Okay, so let us know down in the comments what would your favorite six Pokemon be, or what your Pokemon team would be.
Something and let us know who you think had the best list.
Yeah.
And we're working on some stuff. We might be able to, maybe we could put them to the test.
We definitely
even
will.
For them. If we respect the team, we'll try to work it in. We'll see. No promises yet, though.
Okay.
We need to take out Eli's fucking fighters first.
Okay, so for topic three.
Only Joe Rogan would like your team.
Try to start off topic three, yeah, Justin.
All right, fine, whatever. I need to get my shots in, just like I'm a champ, since it's all it can do.
Okay, so for topic three, in Legend Tomorrow this week, there was Old Man Oliver, which I love the episode, but I also think they have a lot of, like, potential there for once the five seasons of flashbacks and stuff are, that they could like jump it into the future.
They could extend the universe, yeah.
And yes. Just, like,
but the concern is, wouldn't it fucking fuck up the rest of the Legend? Well, Legends can go wherever it wants. But wouldn't it fuck up Flash a little bit?
I guess, but you could just have Arrow show up like from present day. Like, where are they going to go with Arrow once? Because that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Where does Arrow go with?
You could literally just throw him on the fucking Legends team if it's still around.
Yeah, because
I feel like the Legends team.
I think that's what their plan is.
I think the Legends team is like a grab bag of a bunch of people at some point. Like next season, it might not even be them.
Yeah, I think next season they're going to try to get Constantine and Vixen on Legends.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But it's just like, where do they go after season 5? Are they going to try to keep it like how Breaking Bad, there was an ending point. Do you think there's going to be an ending point? Like they're like, after 5 seasons, we're done with Arrow because there's no more flashbacks, and that was like our whole plan?
I think they should do
that. Or are they going to try to drag it out?
And bring you into something else.
Well, business-wise, we're going to think that they're going to try to drag it out.
Yeah.
But then why didn't Breaking Bad do it? Breaking Bad could have kept going, but they fucking like, they bookended the story and it was great. And that's why people probably love it more than they would have.
Also, AMC gives their TV shows as much, like, they can do whatever they want, basically.
Yeah.
Because, like, right now in Better Call Saul.
But Vince Gilligan had the fucking balls to be like, no, I told my story and it's done.
Yeah.
Kind of like Chris Nolan was like, I made my trilogy. Time to peace out.
Yeah. Because, like, right now, Better Call Saul, it got really good ratings season 1, and you'd think they'd be like, okay, let's do more than 10 episodes, and Vince Gilligan's like, no, we're going to stick with 10 episodes so we can tell, like, a short, concise story.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that. That'd be awesome. Well, I would kind of like to see Arrow, if they are going to extend it, like, maybe do, like, a 13-episode season, which is usually, like a desperation move, like, okay, it's obviously our last season, but, like, I don't know.
I think if they're going to extend it, then they're going to need to bring in his successor.
Oh, the John Diggle that we saw?
John Diggle or whatever the other... Isn't there another one?
There's the red one.
Multiple.
Roy Harper, Red Arrow, who's his own guy. I think Roy Harper has some Cadmus clone at some point that became Arsenal, at least in the Young Justice episodes.
But wouldn't you like to see Old Man Oliver?
And Connor,
yeah. I did like Old Man Oliver and Connor Hawk.
If they're going to do it, cool. I think they need to work on, like, he looked kind of a little weird.
He did, but that was probably, like...
But I love the dynamic between him and, I don't know how the fuck he picked Connor Hawk. That's... Yeah, that he picked that name.
No explanation for that. It was obviously just like, okay, we know you guys know about Connor Hawk. We're just going to call him Connor Hawk, basically.
But I did like seeing two Green Arrows at the same time. Like, when he throws the bow to him, he's like, here, bro.
Wouldn't you like to see, like, this is my idea that I had once, like, I watched it. Like, the beginning of the series is he's training John Diggle Jr., whatever. They start hearing that, like, Deathstroke's coming back. Like, maybe he didn't get out of prison. I don't know how you introduced the...
And are you doing Slade Deathstroke?
No, I'm doing the little kid Deathstroke.
The little kid Deathstroke.
I don't know what his name was. What was his
Young
name?
Deathstroke.
What if you bring in, like, his actual, Deathstroke's actual daughter, Rose, I think it was, who, like, Summer Glau in season 2 kind of played like an analog of her. Did like you? he's supposed to have a daughter. I don't think he has a son in the comics. I think he has a daughter.
No, he does have a son in the comics.
She's on the Teen Titans.
Doesn't Diggle only has a daughter right now too, right?
Yeah, I said
right.
That to Justin. Justin's like, yeah, well, he's like, gonna have more kids.
Have another fucking kid.
Oh, I know, like, but I mean that's gonna take
unless,
a while
like, next
to get
episode,
into.
It's like the whole Diggle fucking eccentric episode. He's like, I got my tubes tied, guys. Like, oh no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Or he's the one in the grave, and it's like, well, this is awkward. But I was just thinking, like, he starts training John Diggle. He hears of, like, Deathstroke's coming back. Or
I should say John Diggle Jr. just in case.
Okay, John Diggle Jr. And then he's training him. And then, like, Deathstroke actually comes in. And then they think Oliver gets, like, killed off. They get, like, his arm chopped off. They think he's dead.
Oh, so you're saying, like, see, like, kind of an origins of the story that we saw the other week?
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be
and
cool.
Then, like, John Diggle Jr.
And then
thinks,
time jump forward.
Or, like, John Diggle Jr. thinks, like, he's dead. We go through, like, a few episodes of, like, not know, like...
Of him just fighting him Slade on his own.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I can't do this. Then you start getting, like...
And it would kind of be, like, a callback to season 1 when it was just him.
Yeah.
And then he has to build his new team, and then they, like... I hope they don't, like, rehash the entire thing, but...
Yeah.
I see where you're going, and it has some value to
and
it.
And then maybe, like, Oliver comes back near... Like, then we start getting, like, clues that, like, Oliver isn't dead. We can see that, like... them working together and shit. Because I'm sure they work together. I don't read the
comics.
Does he
put a bunch of fuel on the side of a building and light it on fire in the form of an arrow?
No. That's a time waster. We don't know how he comes back from the fucking pit either. He just shows up. But
when Oliver comes back, can he be using a shotgun instead of an arrow? I want to see him use that fucking shotgun.
It was like, didn't, when you watched Legends, weren't you like, I would have loved to see all of how this went down, how everything came to be?
Yes.
Rather than just small snippets.
Yeah.
So because they have to go somewhere with Arrow. It's already getting stale. Granted, I know last week I said I'm giving up on Arrow.
And they did break up the fucking Ulysses, though.
They got rid of everything I fucking wanted gone from it, to be honest. They got rid of the sun. They got over fucking Felicity and...
Yeah, but then Felicity and Ollie end up back in the fucking car together.
Well, I'm sure they... What's his name?
I think it's because Diggle dies.
What's the name of the guy that runs the show?
Diggle hasn't had a son yet, so he can't die.
Berlanti.
Isn't there Guggenheim or something, too?
Yeah, that's the... I think that's the bald guy, the bald rider guy that's usually at the panels.
He released a video, or not a picture, of Oliver and Felicity at the altar, like, getting married. But he says it's not a dream or a flash forward or anything, so... I don't really know what that's all about.
So they get back together.
But with Barry, it just could be an alternate fucking timeline.
It could be, yeah.
I never know anymore. Like, I'm starting to confuse, like, when I watch Legends and I watch Flash, I'm like... Am I in Earth 2 or just a different time now? I don't... I'm losing track. Are we going to go meet fucking McAvoy or like... Or Stewart? I don't know. I'm getting confused.
But I wanted to know like how Diggle died, how Felicity died. Or I don't even know if Felicity died. She might have just left the city.
I think she left the city.
Yeah, she left.
It would be cool to see like Connor Hawk versus the young Slade and stuff like that.
Slade whoops his ass.
What?
Blade whoops his ass.
Yeah, but that's part of a story. Damian Dark's whipped Oliver's ass every episode except this week.
Not anymore now that the totem's gone. Now what? Yeah, what are they doing with Damian Dark now?
Fuck if I know.
Do they have to introduce a new guy?
That's why I think
it might be Merlin.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It might be Merlin. And he might be trying to do the Genesis or whatever the hell he was trying to do season one.
Yeah, I don't know what... What
was it called season one that he was doing?
The Undertaking.
Okay, well, they're calling it Genesis.
Oh, is it actually the same thing, or is it something new?
That was just an idea I had once Damian Dark got caught.
I want Cadmus.
What's Cadmus? Show.
Cadmus is the place that like made Superboy. I keep bringing it up to you.
Well, I don't know what it is, so when you bring it up, it just doesn't click. I just want to see... I want to see them jump forward and not just go like stale stories. I mean, maybe season 5 is going to be great. I don't know how the hell you...
If they're going to end it, if they're going to like bookend it at 5, I need it to be... A team of Arrow versus a team led by Oliver Queen with him and Canary. And then I need the bad guys to be a team led by Deathstroke. Like Deathstroke, Captain Boomerang, fucking bring them back.
They're all off the table now, though, so.
I wish they weren't, though. Because then you could have the fucking like whole Siege of the City thing. And then like if you have another season, then you can make it that whole like, this is what happened. And this is why I'm the Green Arrow now. And Oliver Queen is dead. Like, it almost writes the whole, like, my name is John Diggle Jr., but they call me Connor Hawk. I was just a son of a fucking mercenary guy named Guardian until Oliver Queen died.
Isn't his name Spartan?
Yeah, I think one time they called him Guardian, though.
They can't decide. Just like they don't know what the fuck they want to do with his helmet.
Yeah. Which I'm intrigued, like, what are they going to do with the helmet? Because, like, usually when somebody gives Cisco, like, a pet project, it's like... We actually get the actual Canary call.
Yep.
So, like, I'm wondering what Diggle's new mask is going to be. Unless it's just, like, a new Iron Man thing. Like, remember how in 301 of Arrow, like, he had, like, the retracting bow and arrow?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking stupid.
It's kind of nice that they, like, pointed it out for Diggle to actually ask him. He didn't just show up one episode. It's like, oh, look what Cisco gave me.
Yeah.
I
could have done it because I don't know.
So, I also wanted to talk about... I don't know if you guys have anything you want to say about that whole my whole idea about Old Man Oliver.
I would like to see it. I do think it would.
I liked Old Man Oliver. I thought that was a good thing.
So I also want to talk about last week we did who we thought Zoom was. So this kind of ties in since it's the same universe and this isn't the longest topic. But do you think the Zoom Unmasked spoilers and it's Jay Garrick or it's someone looks like Jay Garrick?
So yeah, I'm thinking either the Hunter Zolomon that was sitting at the park bench, Or maybe like another Earth 3. I see, keep saying Earth 3, but I don't think like that's the next Earth. I think it's like...
People's technically Earth 3 is like the evil Earth, but I think Earth 3 in the show is going to be Supergirl's Earth. So this is what I kind of think that one of those Jay Garricks is going to be from Earth 3.
Wait, have they confirmed that Supergirl isn't in the same universe?
I believe so.
Okay.
So I think he's going to figure out that Jay Garrick's under the mask. He's from a different Earth. And that's how he's going to go to Earth 3 and run into Supergirl. He's going to be like doing some, I don't know, looking for Zoom or looking for hints of Zoom or something. Somebody who knows something about Zoom.
Right. I do kind of like that idea, but I don't know how it'll... They have to execute it properly.
Well, how do you guys think he's going to get to Earth 3, to Supergirl's Earth? I heard someone call it...
He's going to fucking run really fast.
Okay. Yeah, can't... He doesn't need a breach to... Like, I don't know why he all of a sudden needed the breach to get to Earth 2. I think that...
He'll get faster.
I think the breach things are kind of like the boom tubes that Darkseid uses and like the Justice League ends up using, where they can just, it's just like a shortcut basically. Like Superman could fly from fucking Gotham City to like, I don't know, the West Coast of, like, no, I just almost said West Coast Avengers, but that would be weird. Or like Teen Titans West or whatever the fuck they, like, he could fly if he wanted to, but he could take a boom tube and it's a shortcut. Like, I feel like that's what the breach was in Flash. Because Barry can literally just run fast enough and be like, go into the fucking Speed Force and go wherever the fuck you want.
I think that was an excuse for them to not have the cosmic treadmill yet, like, fully built. Because I think that's how he's going to get back to Earth 2, to figure out, like, what the fuck's going on and to go save Jay Garrick. They're going to have to build something. Because the only way he went back in time was with that particle that he ran into, which made a breach.
That's not true. He ran super fast the first time and just went back a day.
Oh, that's true. Maybe that's his better way of controlling it. He needs some way to control it.
Well, I think once he's in it, he can just... But I don't know. If he just runs super fast or does the hydrogen particle thing, can he only go manage the timeline in his Earth? Or does he actually need a breach to go between Earths?
I feel like in this universe, he needs a breach. Because they're saying, like, oh, we closed all the breach. Now Zoom can't get to us.
But that's not going to be true. You can't just do that. That's not going to be like the end of it.
Oh, obviously,
Zoom will get back over. Zoom's going to come over. Barry's going to figure out how it happens, and Barry's going to be able to do it. And then he's going to go find out who the mask guy is, and then he's going to finally kick Jay Garrick's ass, and then he's going to be all super fucked up from that.
Or if you really want to get super confusing and technical, if Zoom is from Earth 3, but he's coming from Earth 2 to get to Earth 1. In theory, wouldn't he have breaches on Earth 2 to get to Earth 3? In which case, you could have an episode where, like, in Supergirl, she finds, like, a speedster that makes... Because where's the female Flash coming from?
I have no idea.
Because I feel like she's not in the same city, just, like, chilling right now. So, like, you could have an episode of, like, Supergirl where she, like, finds breaches that go from Earth 3 to Earth 1, in which case then Barry, he's closed off to Earth 2, but maybe, like, a whole another 52 breaches show up. But they're Earth 3s.
When the episode when
that's bad fucking confusing.
The episode that Reverse Flash was in, when he actually got onto a treadmill and went back in time, I thought that's when they were going to be like, oh, that's a thing we can fucking do. We have a huge ass treadmill in the fucking next room.
Right.
Why don't we fucking build that? But no,
I just use it for the exercise.
But I think that the guy, I think the Hunter Zolomon, it has to be Zoom. You'd have to think that has to be his name.
Yeah, I don't... What are you talking about? Like, I don't see, like, a Mission Impossible face mask ripoff or whatever.
I don't know how he looks like Jay. I don't know. I hear theories where there's four Jays.
That's ridiculous.
There's one that's Zoom. There's one in that cage. There's the one he killed. And then there's the one on Earth 1.
So what? He completely went power hungry across the timeline and, like, ended up abducting four different versions of himself? Can they do that?
Have you ever seen... There's a movie with...
Because in theory, Sarah could have taken Old Man Oliver and like been like, come back to 2016 and meet yourself. Couldn't she?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what Jay did?
It's possible. It could be... Zoom could be from the future.
I mean, if he has an ability... If he's stealing everybody's speed, why wouldn't he just jump around time and steal his own speed at different points?
Well, that's what...
I mean, you would want
to... Zoom also doesn't have a way to steal speed.
But he has.
No, Jay's story is fake.
What?
You know the story at the beginning of the season where he's like, I was fighting Zoom and he stole my speed and then I got sucked up into the singularity?
Okay.
He admitted that was false and that his speed didn't really get taken. And Zoom's making Wells steal Barry's
speed. So you're saying you think that the Jay that has been working with the team was like an underling of the bad Jay?
I kind of have
like,
a feeling.
And like he felt he was getting too close to like Caitlin and the team that he might have like went rogue against him so that he like fake killed him or actually killed him.
When he drops the body, we don't know. I don't know if he's dead or not.
Yeah, he goes, this complicates things or whatever. Yeah, so it's almost like he wanted a mole in the team or something.
Yeah, there's. I heard some theories where the Zoom and the Jay in the with the mask on is like Jay kept taking speed or whatever to make him faster. Maybe he split into two and there's a good version and an evil version.
That sounds stupid, though.
It does sound stupid, but there has to be a reason that Jay was trying to get more speed. So it just, it's weird, I guess.
Yeah, if that's I see it being an option, but they'd have to do it well.
Yeah,
I can't think of a way where that ends up like concise and understandable and worth it.
Flash hasn't fucked up yet, though. Granted, it's only been a season and a half, but
right.
They did Harrison Wells perfectly.
Yeah, they did.
So
if you just gloss over the fact that Eobard Thawne was able to do facial recognition of fucking
yeah, but you never know. Like
I don't know how he just like can make himself look like Harrison, but
it's like 100 years thing. In the future though, so
yeah.
You can take liberties and be like, that's a thing. Don't tell me otherwise.
But when he came back in this season, he like didn't have that knowledge. He was just like,
because that was an earlier version of him before he ever went back in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That was the first time he goes back and finds out who Barry is. The other time was when he goes back again to kill Barry's mother.
Yeah.
Right, but he also got his powers late, right? Because he said he did the experiment to copy the Flash's thing and ended up being the reverse or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, the two different Harrison Wells that we've seen have only been, like, maybe a few years apart. So you would think he would have that technology and, like, I mean, if I had something that could copy the face, like, if I could impersonate somebody, I'd probably, like, have that on me at all times, just in case.
Yeah, but you can't really toss up. You can't be like, that technology's fake, even though there's a guy running around at super speed.
Yeah.
Okay, so, topic four, recently they just announced that Resident Evil 4, 5, 6, Bioshock 1, 2, and Infinite are all getting remastered.
Is the Bioshock 1 actually true?
It hasn't been.
Say it was speculation.
It hasn't been confirmed, but they got raided in Brazil. So, unless Brazil is just rating random fucking things, it's a pretty good like.
Right, and I know the because that was my thing. I was like, the Irrational team got dropped to like 15 people to start working on, I think, mobile gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So like, who would have done the remaster?
Yeah, but you can just like pawn that off to like a company that just is good at remastering games. They don't have to do anything to it.
I mean, Ken Levine would probably be like, yeah, I did my Bioshock thing, but now I'm moving on to this. Because he's like an artistic, like, integrity kind of guy, so I don't think he'd, like, keep... I don't think he'd be too concerned keeping the Bioshock name, so maybe they did dish it out to somebody.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sick of companies just... like, the companies that you want to remaster games, I feel like, don't remaster games, and then the companies you don't want to do.
What examples do you have for ones you would like to see?
I would love to see a Call of Duty collection. That company is so money hungry that they're just sitting on billions and billions of dollars.
And what would you
Modern Warfare, World at War.
Make a Halo Master Chief collection for all the Modern Warfares? Or all of them?
That would be a great idea. Or at least some of them. I don't need like Modern Warfare 3 or Black Ghost or anything like that.
That's like my big example of one that I would like to see right now. I don't know why it hasn't been made. I'm sure.
I feel like if they did remaster, though, they wouldn't add anything new.
Well, hey, like, I'd be fine. I'd be completely fine with that. I just want to be able to play that on the Xbox One. It was such a good game.
But couldn't they just like make it backwards compatible?
But they're not.
But at that theory, why not just make Resident Evil 5 and 6 backwards compatible?
Because they want more money.
Okay, right. I'm pretty sure Infinity Ward are more money hungry than Capcom. That's Capcom, right?
Right.
Just saying.
But would that maybe that would they're concerned it would oversaturate the market or something and take away from their own sales?
That's possible, but
well, they could drop them one
or they have so many games. Like, what do they do? Like, it'd be weird if they had an Infinity Ward collection and then a Treyarch collection, and then Sledgehammer only has one under the belt so far. So
that's free money, though.
You'd keep off I know, I guess.
Yeah, but if you drop that 6 months after you dropped your other game, people would buy it. Like, 6 months after Black Ops 3 dropped, you drop a remastered game.
And if it's only 6 months after the release of the other one, you would have already done some sort of marketing for it. So would people just not buy the new one to wait for the collection?
That is a very
No, not a
point.
Full collection. I don't think they would need to do a full collection. I think if they just did them one at a time.
I don't know if one at a time is the best best strategy.
Well, I don't think you need to do every single one. I think they should do some of the best.
If they did a Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 1, I would get it. But I don't think I'd do it for like the rest of them.
I think if they did Modern Warfare, World at War, and then the first Black Ops, that they could sell those no problem.
I could see them doing like a Modern Warfare collection. Too.
I think they've proven they can sell any Call of Duty, no problem.
You know, that's my thing. They're still working on new IPs, if you want to call them new IPs. And then fucking Capcom's over here. Who knows if they're making a Resident Evil 7 or they're remaking every game they fucking own.
I do remember there being a story about an RE7, but I don't know. I feel like they're with the Resident Evil thing, I feel like they're not taking any like feedback into consideration. Like I had fun with, like we played 5. I had fun with 5, except when my ex-girlfriend got my neck snapped 17 straight times in the final battle. 6 was okay, but like everyone's like, it's too actiony now. It's not survival horror anymore. And then like they're like, you know what they'll love? The same thing. I mean, 4 is a great game. That's probably the only thing that you need to be remastered. But it was also, I think they already did that.
They already remastered Resident Evil 2, didn't they?
They remastered all
their
games.
They've done 2, 0, and 1, I think. Right?
Yep, I think so.
And I think like Code Veronica or something else.
It just
I mean, it's just a weird decision because, like, most people don't want 5 and 6 again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know there's audience for every game, so.
And the only value in that collection I saw was 4, and I've already played 4 twice.
They're not even all coming out together, though. They're individual.
That's even weirder.
This is how they're doing it. 6 is coming out next month. 5's coming out 2 months after that, maybe. 4's coming out at the end of the year.
Why are they doing reverse order?
I'm guessing because it's less work to remaster it.
So it's even lazier.
Well, yes.
Or like they know that 4 is the only one with value, so they're going to try to get people to buy the other ones based on the... But then like if you sell them separate, you don't have to buy the other ones to get 4.
Now,
it's weird. Now like there's a way to do remasters correctly where they add value. Like most, when you think remaster, you just think it's like a graphical upgrade and that's it. And like... It's great for the people that didn't catch it the first time around, but honestly, I don't think that's the majority of people, right? I don't know. Why would they do that? But like, Devil May Cry 4 actually added. It took like people that were just there for like 2 seconds in a cutscene, like the girl with the bazooka, and I think Trish, who was in Ultimate Marvel. They're like actually fully playable characters, and you can play through the entire campaign as them, and they have different fighting styles. Like, that's something worthwhile to buy a $40 remastered game. So there's ways to do it, but, like, the Call of Duty ones that we're talking about, and definitely the Resident Evil one, like, they have to add some shit for that to be worth it.
Now, I know I'm saying I don't really like remasters, but I'm excited for the Bioshock one, but that's just because I haven't played Bioshock.
Right.
I'm excited for Bioshock because that was a great game.
And honestly, I could just fucking I could loan you my physical copies if they were backwards compatible.
Yep.
Now, the way I'm seeing it is, like, I think the time has passed for remastered.
Especially with backwards compatibility
for the Xbox. I'm not sure if PlayStation's probably trying to get that to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean,
they have
like,
to.
when did the PS4 and the Xbox come out? Early
2013?
Late 2013?
Yeah, November 2013.
Right, so we're at coming up on 2.5 years?
Yep.
I think the window for remasters has closed.
Definitely.
I really think of that. Unless it's like a unique situation where, like, I don't know, it didn't get out to enough people, or like maybe it got banned in the country or something like that, you know? I don't know. But it just has to stop, because like most of us make the mistake. Like, I know it's stupid, and like this usually I'm like, hey, I can trade in the other one, and like maybe $20 I can get the remastered version and be able to keep the collection up to date or whatever, and get like a new set of achievements, and like that's interesting to me, but like I'm making the mistake of buying it. Like, I shouldn't have to buy it.
Nope. I can't really think of good. I like the Rare Replay. I don't know if that counts as a good remaster. That's more just like a
That one was great.
That was great. I don't know if you'd count that as a remaster. It was more like
I haven't touched any of those games. I wanted to play Conkers, but I never did. So if I wanted to get it, I could get it. Like, that was all. Plus, it also wasn't. Was it $60?
No, it was like 30.
Yeah, that's even better. That's a good way to do it.
The Gears remaster? Were they technically
remaster, though? Or was it just called? Because there's a difference between a remaster.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that counts as a remaster. I think that was just like a re-release on the new console.
I don't know. They did do that border thing.
The Gears one that we were playing today, the Ultimate Edition, that wasn't needed. I liked it.
I was pumped if it was going to be all three.
Yeah.
But then they also just gave us the other ones backwards compatible because we got the Ultimate Edition.
Mm. But maybe they just see it as like a, maybe we won't make a shit ton of money on it, but there's probably, they figured out that they'll make enough money where it's worth doing it.
Right. And then, like, I see it being like a good opportunity. Like, say you're trying to launch a new like internal team that you want to handle a new IP or a new project. Like, say like WB Games made like that place to make the Batman Arkham Origins so that they could take over Batman at some point from Rocksteady, which I don't know if that's still a thing or not. But so you can test the team by having them work with the code and work like with building levels and stuff like that and seeing how the IP worked.
Mm-hmm.
So you can test them with that and also make your money like that. I can see there being value to that, but like this Capcom one, just like I don't know. It's weird
because like you think they might do it like Gears. They were, I didn't guess they didn't announce the Ultimate Edition, but they released it pretty close to when they announced Gears 4. So that's like, hey, you haven't played Gears 4 before. Why not try out the other ones while this one's being made? Get people like built up for it.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe, I think it was just a quick way for them to make money, though.
I could see that
too.
I don't like, think I'm okay much with else to think into that.
Yeah, I'm okay with them making the money if there's like a decent reason. Like, because if they didn't do that, well, like they're only the Xbox is like only huge IPs are what, Halo and Gears so far. So like, until they start making up new IPs that are taking off, I can see them wanting to like keep it in the. Because if they didn't do the Ultimate Collection, how much of a gap would there have been? It would have. Judgment was what, like
2012.
Right, and then what, Gears is coming out end of this year?
Yeah.
So it would have been a 4-year gap, so yeah, I'm okay with you guys throwing out a remaster there.
Maybe Capcom is working on a game, though. Maybe like at E3 they'll announce something, but you usually hear something about it.
Mega Man 11. If that's, I don't even know how many Mega Mans there are, but...
They did a Mega Man, I think it was remastered, or it might have just been a re-release.
But I'm also waiting for Mighty Number 9.
Just keep waiting.
What, it got delayed more?
I think it's not coming out till next year.
I think that's a Kickstarter project, right?
Yeah, it's not a game you're dying for, I guess, but...
Well, it's the original creator, though, and Capcom kind of pushed him out, so...
It just kind of sucks that nowadays everyone's just working on the remaster. There's really no new IPs.
Right.
I mean, Quantum Break's coming out. The Division.
Yep, which I hope that does well. Division,
barely a new IP. You can count it as a new IP, but that's just Ghost Recon fucking reskinned in a fucking big world.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
What else is a new IP that's really... Until Dawn, I guess, was one.
Horizon,
yeah. I'm trying to think of what else.
No Man's Sky.
Evolve?
Evolve, yeah. Evolve 2, if they take notes from the Evolve 1, they could actually make a decent game.
Watch Dogs, I guess. Watch Dogs was decent.
Same thing, Watch Dogs 2. If they take notes, they could do a really good game.
I think I see Watch Dogs being a lot like Assassin's 1 to Assassin's 2.
That
was huge jump.
Yeah.
But I want new IPs. I don't want...
I hated going for those fucking Masaya flags.
I hate all flags in every one of those games. That was back in the day.
There's no flags after 1.
I know, but 1's the one I've worked on for fucking ever. I think that was back when there wasn't really achievement videos. I think Achievement Hunter made like...
Oh, I definitely watched a video. I had to use a video. Like, I was in college, and I spent like... I think I spent a weekend getting the Masaya flags, and I spent like maybe like a week getting the agility orbs and fucking Crackdown with video games. Oh, I got scared at the end of the Masaya ones because I had like 5 left, and I'm like, I know the general area where they are, and then like I just couldn't find them. I was like, uh-oh.
is there any games you guys would like to see remastered? I know we're shitting on it, but...
Bioshock.
I think remastering is good.
I don't...
But do you see it...
I think for an older type of games, it is good.
Do you want it? Well, older games, yeah, but usually...
It gives the old fan base the chance to play those games.
Yeah, but right, you can just buy a 360.
Some people don't want to do that.
I can see it from your point of view.
Like, and you might not have to buy a 360 if they just make them backwards compatible.
But that's the thing
with the remasters. I feel like they're making them like just last gen's games and remastering them, which is like a joke. Mm-hmm. Like the God of War 3 one had one. And it's like, why did you need that? I think they just wanted to do it because they needed it on the newer console, and that's one of their big IPs on that. And like, that's just stupid. We literally just played it 3 years ago.
I'm trying to think if there's any, like, I could see it from that point.
Because like Rare Replay one's awesome, because like, who's touched those games?
Oh yeah, that's true. But I can see it from that point of view, where like, there obviously there's an audience, so we can't just be like that naive.
Resident
saying,
Evil has.
I would like to see a GoldenEye 007 remake.
Yeah, I don't think they can do that. Cool. They did that little 360 one, but that's not the same. Then again, it's hard to make a go from that controller to this controller without making it weird.
The BioShocks are good.
BioShocks. That's,
if they do all three in a collection type deal.
I wish they did all the Gears. I guess, see, maybe I just don't like Resident Evil enough.
Resident Evil is good. It's, the older ones are much better.
Yeah.
Which is why I think if those get remastered, like completely remastered, that would be great.
The
most of them already did, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
If not, they're doing them all now.
I don't think they need to do every single one.
But like they're doing Final Fantasy VII.
Well, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's a great game.
It's also very old.
That's what they should usually do, not a game that came out less than 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, I agree with that.
Like, a part of me would love to see a more remastered Saints Row 1, but I don't fucking need that. Don't need that whatsoever.
There's a bunch of Nintendo ones I wish would fucking come on over.
I wish Nintendo would just
like imagine if you had a collection of like Star Fox 64 and like Metroid and all that shit. That'd be fucking sick.
There's the rumors that Nintendo might put their games on Xbox and PlayStation. If they did that,
they should.
They'd be the fucking really richest should. Gaming company ever
in the world.
And if they put Mario as a mobile game
or Pokemon,
yep.
Jeez, the Pokemon MMO. That's just another topic altogether. What Nintendo shouldn't fucking do.
I'd like to see that at some point. It's way too early, but the Batman ones, I'd like to see a collection. That would be great.
But that could, like, if they waited, like,
but
maybe
it's way too early.
Yeah, like 5 more years, something like that.
I think a lot of people they'd wait for a new console for that.
Yeah, maybe. Or like launch it alongside like a Justice League game or something.
I'm trying to think of games I played on like what if there was a remastered of like Twisted Metal 2? That'd be
fucking awesome.
That'd be a great choice. That's something that's like more.
I don't know which one's the one I played a lot. It was either 2 or 3.
2 is the best one.
Whichever one had Thumper and Egypt.
That was 2, I believe.
Okay. The one that we tried to play and we were like, this sucks.
Yeah, we were going to do a versus and we're like, yeah, this does not play like it used to.
I remember being way better at this.
So you guys have any
other... Yeah, but like, they could update the driving mechanics and the shooting and stuff. Like, yeah. It didn't feel that fucking like heavy controlling it when we played the one that was for the PlayStation 3. Or even Twisted Metal Black. And that fucking... Black was amazing. I'd like to see that one get remastered.
There's a lot of games on PS2.
If they actually added more of a story than like, hey, you fought Minion and you got knocked out at the midway point.
Because even like even the remaster of Halo 1 and 2, like that was, I think that was timely.
But they, yeah, and they were also testing 343.
Yeah.
To take over for the new trilogy.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
I get why they did that, and I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Halo 1 one was awesome, and it wasn't just like a reskin. They had that like the button functionality where you can go back and forth just to see like how much time has passed. Because that was what, 2001 to 2010 or something?
What?
Between Combat Evolved and the remaster of Halo Anniversary?
I think so.
Yeah, so like that's like almost a 10-year gap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's worth it.
That is worth it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other games.
I don't think there's any. Like, we could probably think of PlayStation and like 1 games, PlayStation 2, Xbox. I want to play Jet Set Radio. Not really. Not really at all.
Jet Set Radio.
I want No Mercy to be remastered.
Maybe what about like a Guitar Hero 2? After Guitar Hero 5, I'd say no, because they fucking, the way that they did all like unlocking songs and shit was stupid.
I heard the new Guitar Hero games and Rock Band games didn't do as well. And I was like, what were you really expecting?
They didn't.
I know. It's like that was like 10 years ago. Those are fun.
And they still could be, but I don't know.
I guess. So you guys have anything else you really want to say about this?
I think remaster games are good, newer ones.
But I think that we need to be more picky about which ones we...
I agree with completely.
They need to add something that brings something new to the table other than just graphic fidelity.
Yes.
And convenient timing.
That too. So. Okay, so that is going to be the end of our podcast. We should probably give... Well, Eli probably didn't look up his Twitter. My Twitter is at xlane3499.
I didn't look up my Twitter.
It's not Mr. Shea. I looked it up. It's not that.
Mr. Shea!
I'll just make a new one.
Okay.
And then we'll have it for next week.
Okay. Justin?
I'm confirming mine. I think it's at JKD. Yeah, at JKD1100.
So if you have any ideas...
Sorry for the spam the other night if you had already followed me.
Eli, last night when we were on the way back from fucking Sky Zone, I mistakenly made like 30 videos go live. It just all goes to Justin's Twitter feed.
It was like fucking 40 goddamn posts for a moment.
We were driving back. He's like, why did 30 videos just go live? I was like, I don't know. But if you guys have any ideas for topics you want to hear us talk about, let us know down in the comments below. This is also on iTunes at Powered by Velocity. We are still working on changing our name, so that will happen.
Yeah, but we're kind of waiting on some divine intervention or convenient community feedback or something like that. You know,
we want to make a good name, not just
it wants to be organic. I want it to be kind of organic because I spent all last weekend fucking debating fucking names and it went nowhere.
We had some good ideas, but nothing really that stuck.
It would have been something I would have.
We had a couple great ideas.
Okay, your ideas are terrible.
Justin's idea was great.
Oh, the Boston Teabaggers?
Yes, the Boston Teabaggers. Everyone, go in the comments and say you want it to be the Boston Teabaggers.
We're never going to get endorsements or sponsors that way.
Whatever.
So, if you like the podcast, give a like down below. Make sure to check out our channel, subscribe. We have Let's Plays up. We're working on some other types of videos at the moment, or we're going to be.
And if we come out with a trial version to test, just... constructive criticism. Be nice.
I think we have some good ideas that will work out if done correctly.
And we can flush them out if they're fucking terrible. I'm probably not even gonna bother putting them up, but
okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.